Tonight I want to focus on, I don't even know, to be honest. What should I focus on?
The origin.
Stop guessing who you are, who you're not. Calm down. You know, I just thought for a moment that I'm Elijah. I just told you the answer, yeah, but Elijah did not. Tribes. Because in some moments we're going to start praying. I'm going to attempt tonight to teach. Meaning, it depends on what the environment, the space looks like. If you are so focused on the word and you don't have to run back and forth to the bathroom, then it will be great to teach. And then we're going to set an atmosphere of prayer, because I will start from the point of the grandstand. Since we have this great cloud of witnesses, let us therefore run the race that is set before us with perseverance. It says what will motivate us to run that race is the fact that we have witnesses. Now, those witnesses, and I've been asked the question, is it limited to Hebrews 11? Well, I refer you to the scriptures in that same Hebrews 11 that began to say, time will not permit me to talk about Gideon, about this, about that, and many more people, characters in scriptures that you may not even know anything about. And so I was saying to the gentleman yesterday, can I have my phone back though? I was saying to the gentleman yesterday that in a church, and I think I mentioned this before, and I want you to listen to me, this is where we're going to start from tonight. And whilst we're doing that, I wanted to get the scripture ready. Where's the Bible reader? I wanted to get the scripture ready that says, if the spirit of he that rose Jesus from the dead abides on the inside of you, one of the things that we may get into tonight is why when Elisha died, one day they mistakenly threw the body of a man to his body. I wanted to get ready for tonight. They threw, and that man was dead. So whilst Elisha, was in the mortuary, in the cemetery, in the graveyard, there was still so much power in his body. The body will always be an entry point to the spirit. I don't want you to forget that. Both are supposed to charge each other when you get to a place in your spiritual walk. No wonder Paul, the writer, would say, I beseech you therefore, yes, that's Paul, Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present that body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And he says, look, whatever you do, that's your only reasonable spiritual sacrifice. Oh my God, you didn't hear that, did you? He said the presentation of your body is the sacrifice. He calls it, again, we're getting back into, I'm just laying foundation now. He calls it your body. In other words, there's another guy. So he asks you to present your body, the package that came to the world. The package that was sent before you came. Okay, you still don't understand that. Okay, original. Your body is a package that came before you came. So I'll explain that now. So what happened was that when Isaac was still in the loins of Abraham, the Bible says Isaac paid tithe. Isaac paid tithe even though he was in the loins of Abraham. Isaac was not born yet as Isaac, but listen to this now. Isaac already existed in the Word. In your seed, I will bless the nations. Oh my God. I will bless the nations of the world. You see, even though Isaac's body is not yet manifested because the father is still waiting for Sarah, Sarah's womb had to be dead. But Isaac existed in a space that we cannot see. It was already in existence. Oh my God. So everything Abraham would do, the one who exists in his loins will bear the consequence of it. You didn't hear me. If Isaac was going to come, Isaac was going to come based on the word. The man Isaac is not the body Isaac. But the man Isaac existed the first day God said, Abraham, in blessing I will bless you. And through your seed, the nations of the earth will be blessed. That was the day Isaac was formed. On the day that that word came out of the mouth of God, Isaac was formed that day. Isaac was made that day. But no matter what Abraham and Sarah did, the body Isaac is not going to manifest until the womb of Sarah was dead. Number one lesson tonight. The many promises of God, they exist already. They don't just have a body yet. Oh my God, you didn't hear me. Everything God has said about me, about you, they exist already. But they don't have a body yet. So if the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. Guess when my finances was formed? The day God issued out that word from his mouth. My finances was already formed, but it needs a body. So now, you see why believers will have the tendency of losing faith. Because I've got to present a body. I don't know if you understand this thing. So my body is the manifestation of a promise that was spoken over the life of Aaron. My body had already come into manifestation. So there is a word over him that my body fulfills. If I don't carry that word out, I can be waiting for my own fulfillment. It's not going to happen. So when God says present your body a living sacrifice, it's so that it can work for Aaron. Because there's a word over his life when this man was born. The Lord says we felt something and someone said it's going to be a child of promise or blah, 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 blah. But you see, that is not going to happen unless a Pastor Toby presents his body. So when he calls you a living sacrifice, he's saying that I need your body in order for the word that I've sent over Henry to come to pass, and you ain't sowing any seed unless you become that for him. I'm just preparing the ground for the word. We're going to get into the word soon. So now, I beseech you. No wonder Paul was actually begging. I beg of you that you present. I thought about something this afternoon and I thought to ourselves, yes, Fat Nation and all these things, but I still don't think we are crazy enough. And if we're not crazy enough, it's because we don't understand what these things mean yet. Yes. But before this conference is over, God is going to enlighten our understanding. Yeah. that's a sure amen. We're not crazy enough. We haven't got it yet. We still don't understand that in this atmosphere, when you walk through Shoreditch today, when you walk through anywhere you've walked through today, there are promises hanging. There are powers of things that God has spoken. They are in the atmosphere. And they are looking for you. Mande Bohosa. They are looking for you to carry them out. They are looking for you to be the fulfillment of what God has said. God has released some word, and God has already said that none of his word will come back to him void. But nothing can happen until he finds a person. Nothing can happen until he finds a woman, a man, who will say, Lord, you can have my body. I offer it to you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, because that's my only, that's my only reasonable service. God make the presentation of your body the only service that is reasonable. Not the presentation of your spirit. Because spirits exist here, but they can't do much. Including demons. They can't do much unless they have a body to inhabit. Listen, every unborn again person in your life is an embodiment of demons. It does not matter who they are. Demons can use them at will. When the demon is ready, he just enters them. Do you remember Peter? You remember Peter spoke about the revelation now. And in a moment, Peter had started saying against the word. And it took Jesus to discern and said, that's not God, that's Satan right there. In Peter, you know. So now, let's do this now. You're now ready for the word.
Yes, sir.
Where do we start from? Should we read that first?
And if the spirit...
And then after that, we're going to go into the body and the spirit. We're going to go a lot into the body. Why did he ask me not to fornicate? Why?
Maybe it's that microphone.
Why did he ask me not to fornicate? Because now, I'm sure you're beginning to see the point now. Because there's a body issue here. Uh-huh. The body is just a carrier of you. That's why Paul calls it this tent. Is a tent, it carries you. It carries you. It's not you. It only carries you. So the submission of a person, either they are submitted or not, is based on what they do with the body. Because, okay, forget tent. The body is an employee of the spirit. Uh-huh. That's better, right? That's what the Holy Spirit told me just before bed yesterday. He said, this is an employee. It's paid to carry you around. So when it sins, it gets its own payment by itself. Mm-mm. If you understood that, when it sins, it goes for its own salary. It takes it without being rewarded from the source. It steals. Uh-huh. It steals from the master. That's what marriage means. Marriage means that the body is now qualified for certain things. But if you can't wait, it will steal it. Don't worry, we will get to Esau. Uh-huh. Because you see, the story of Esau started with a porridge. But the Bible later calls him a fornicator. And you wonder how, though. The Bible says, let none of you be like Esau, who was a fornicator. But all we saw that Esau did was to take porridge. I was saying, Lord, how did you become a fornicator? Are you sure you're ready for tonight? Because a fornicator is someone that will take what is not yet time. Whatever it takes, it doesn't matter what pleasure it is. Taken is taken outside of the master's payment structure. The master is the spirit. He employed my body. He says, this body, I want you to carry me along for 10 years, for 100 years. But then what happens is that your body gets trained. The headquarters of the body is the head. The headquarters of the spirit is the heart. Write that down. The headquarters of the body is the head. And the head is everything that controls a man's sight. What he sees. What he hears. That's why the most dangerous people in your life are gossips. Those who want to talk about church, don't think that they are innocent. Oh, he's just talking about so. They are not innocent. They are demon infested. Be careful. Why? It is a seed to empower the headquarters of the body. Because what did you do? Once they told you about her, the next time you saw her, what did you do? Your head calculated something. You finished. The headquarters is getting stronger now. Then we're going to go into the scripture that says the spirit lost against the body, the flesh against the that. So start searching it out. We have many translations tonight as well. Never forget that. The spirit headquarters is the heart. So I'm going to also emphasize, I have just about an hour on that. I'm going to emphasize a lot tonight on the capital letter spirit and the small letter spirit. I want you to look for that scripture as well so that when I'm ready, it's ready. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. How does God speak to you? He speaks to you in the setting that he created with you. So you pick up a remote control. Does any one of you have settings on your television? Talk to me now, guys. It's called settings. It means that you didn't set it. It was set there. You bought that television like that. It is settings. So you click on settings. I've got settings in me as I am tonight. The medium through which God speaks to me is through the settings. Is already programmed into me. I didn't develop it. It came with me. No, so what I want you to get to in this conference is you're going to get back to the original state. In that original state, you will hear God better. It is your own setting. It was Ed that taught you. Ed taught you if you want to hear God, he speaks in vision. Or you're going to first hear a voice that says, boo. And then when he speaks, there will be echo. And you've been looking for that experience, right? I bet some of you were frustrated and said, God never speaks to me. Why? Because your head told you how he speaks to people. And when your head started telling you that because you watched some preacher on television and they act a certain way, I said, God is speaking to me. Some guy more spooky than the other. If it's bright coming, they roll around. They do all manner of display. Oh, Jehovah has come. Angel, Yusuf has come in here. He's here. And they start doing all the acrobatics. Most times they do that because they are drunk. It's got nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. And so, listen now. So our head begins to program us. Now, whichever one is the most powerful in your life, if it is the head or the spirit, whatever is most powerful is who will rule you. We're soon going into scriptures now. If it is the head that is most powerful, he has preeminence. So, what the school system is created for is to program the head. Do you know that there's no school system that will tell you listen to your heart? Because it will make an employee out of you to always listen to your head. You will live and die as an employee, head. Everything is head knowledge. In other words, if it doesn't fit my head, then it's not real. It's never heart. Never, ever, ever, ever heart. So have you got all the scriptures ready? So never forget this. The body is an employee of your spirit. Of you. I'll keep using your spirit, but what I mean by your spirit is you. So you employ this body. This body is not your employer. Now I think that fact will change your life. In other words, the body don't tell you what to do. It's supposed to be your slave. It won't tell you you like that guy, sleep with him. You say, okay, that's great, but I'm not going to because I employed you. I'm your captain, you are not my captain. Because he will source to the flesh. So if you give him the power, sin hands over power to the body. Sin gives power to the body, and as long as the body is concerned, without the effectiveness of the spirit, it cannot go far. It does not have the ability to take nations. So you see, every great man, you know what they did? I'm even talking of those who are not born again. They subjected the body. They call it discipline. Isn't it? They call it discipline. They wake up at this time. They put that body under control. They believe that the moment you're able to put it under control, you succeed more. And it works for them to a certain degree. But it cannot cure pornography. It cannot cure drug addiction or depression. That's the problem. The spirit, when you became born again, what happened was your spirit came to life. But you see, the body is still stubborn. Even through the spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh. Needing to look for that scripture again. So we're going to do a comparison tonight between the body and the spirit. Don't forget this foundation. The spirit is the word that was spoken before you were born. For some of your sake is why your dad met your mom when you were still in your dad's loins. It was the word of your promise that kept maneuvering. Look, there is nothing you could have done that would have made you not to be born into the family you were born into. Because that was the word that preceded your life. That word was already angry. So the moment you were born, your dad didn't know what he was doing with your mom. The moment you were born, they said, we are not compatible. Because your birth and some people, the moment before they grew up, their parent or their dad or mom died. I need to show you someone like that in scriptures. But you see, if Gideon's life is not, if Gideon will really be Gideon, he has to be born at such a time. There is nothing Israel could have done for Israel not to be in that predicament, because there is already a word concerning Gideon's life. And for Gideon to be Gideon, his origin, the word Ankin, it is the same word that creates solution, that creates the problem. What created the problem created the solution. There is no problem that was created without a solution. But why are we not taking those territories? The egg is programmed to fear. One of you can stand in Enfield and take the whole of Enfield. Why will you not do it? The headquarters of the body. And it's so organized that our parents or our mentors were defeated by the headquarters of the body. So when we come also, that headquarters is there waiting and say, oh, you don't even know your life. These things are not for people like you. It is not for you take over. Take over what? That's the headquarters speaking. So the most brilliant person is programmed in this way. When you see people and they say they are very intelligent, you know a guy who has been programmed to his end. His end is his God. Everything is logic. That's his God. That's his Alpha and Omega. That's everything. Not his heart anymore. Because the heart, the spirit of a man, is the candle of the Lord. So guess what? Can I interpret that scripture again to you?
Yes, sir.
If the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, a man that doesn't yield to his spirit, the Lord cannot work in his life. Because even though the Lord comes, there is no light to walk with. God says, I need candle to walk still. Why? I'm in your realm. So I need light. So when he was going, he said, you are the light of the world now. So if I'm going to walk, you better switch on your light. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to walk. Someone said, but God can do anything, anytime, anyhow. Liar, you don't know the scriptures, my friend. You've been sold a lie called religion. It doesn't work that way. The light of this world must switch on their light. How come, and I've said this before, and pastors say, wow, that's so heresy, whatever they call it. I said, no, you are heresy. How come that when Adam missed it, Eden shut down? You didn't hear me, did you? I said, how come when Adam missed it, the Garden of Eden shut down? Why did God not continue Eden? Why did he not say, well, even though man can fail, but I am almighty, I will never fail. Eden, continue. You know what those religious scientists say? Eden did not continue. Eden shut down. Why? The light of the world has messed up now. Okay, let's start reading the scriptures now. So, no, wait. I'm going to drop this to you. When the light of your spirit shuts down, God's oppression in your life shuts down. Even though my unfaithfulness, God is faithful. We'll find out. Oh, you think God's faithfulness is that your rent was paid? That's what you reduce the faithfulness of God to, really. You think, oh, God is faithful. I even went out today, came back in safely. Glory be to God. I know it's for Thanksgiving. But you see, you can't die because of assignment. But anyway, let me leave that now. Before people say, oh, don't let us be ungrateful. Let us thank God for the protection that I slept tonight and I woke up this morning. Like Osama bin Laden used to sleep and wake up until America blew his head off. If you know what I mean, you'll get it on your way home anyway. So let's take scripture one by one and let us use the next 45 minutes. I've got 45 minutes. And I want to see what keeps God operating in my life. So now there are two characters here, the body and the spirit, right? I've told you yesterday what education, no, maybe not yesterday, what education does is to make you very head-wise. What the word does is to make you very spiritual. But you see, you need both. Otherwise, you would have been an existing spirit without a body. Spirits don't know how to engage men. That's why angels are only messengers. The old man has become one of us. Man needed to exist in the Trinity from the Trinity to understand how man thinks. You didn't hear me. I said man had to exist in Trinity for them to relate to man. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem. So when Jesus came back to heaven as Jesus, I'll tell you tonight if time permits me, when they were going to touch him, he said, "Don't touch me until I've ascended to the Father." This is a brand new man now. And we need, the Father needs to know, oh my God, the day Jesus came to the throne, the Father holding him and said, "This is mine." That's why Satan is going to die of headache. It doesn't understand you. It wants to be like you. That's why it keeps working on your head for you to feel inferior and that's his soul. Don't do it anymore. You are probably a weak guy, a confused guy who is jealous of you. It must be one of those guys that will do what man is supposed to do again. So it quickly sends people to abuse you. It quickly sends situations to be against you. But the place it cannot touch in your life is you. He knows that your body is the gateway to you. He says, if I can get our body, if I can damage our body, and damage her headquarters. I can damage her. But there is something in you refusing. Have you ever seen you bouncing back? And you went to church and you said, "I don't even know why I went, but I went." It is you. The guy telling you not to buy is your body, your employee. Imagine you as a staff. Tell your CEO, "Don't come to office today." And if he's weak, if you keep telling because of the way you feel, "Don't go." He said, don't give, CEO. Don't give. Because you see, you will not have. He's the one telling the CEO. The CEO already has everything. It's not going to lack. But it will take a very persuasive employee to tell the CEO you are poor, actually, sir. Just because you are my accountant does not make you my financial director. Oh my God. My body is my accountant. It's the one that sees the physical, right? It's the one that says you have 10,000, you have 20,000. But it is not my financial. Guess what? I pay you. And so he cannot understand any of those things. When you got your job, and they gave you your, what did they write down? Your letter saying how much contract. And they said, this is how much you will earn. Your body went to school for that day. Your body lived at home for that day. Guess what? Once they told you, you will earn 5,000 a month, your trained body calculated everything that is possible and the one that is not possible. So with 5K, I can do this, I can do that. It was trained for that day. All schooling is trained for the day of poverty. So when your body stopped at bed, sleep or whatever, it calculated everything. But guess what? Your spirit don't know any better. It does not know mathematics.
Yes, sir.
It does not know arithmetic. Guess what? Your spirit don't know as well. Oh my God, I love this one. It doesn't know luck.
That's right.
You have to force him. You have to tell him, educate him about luck. That you see, we may not have tomorrow. But guess what, friends? That's not what your body was given to you for. Oh God, you didn't hear that. You're misusing your body. You're misusing your employee. It wasn't given to you to impose negativity on you. It was given to you to get your spirit to where it needs to get you as you command it. You didn't hear that. Let me say slowly. Whatever is in your spirit is what your body was employed to carry. In other words, you tell the body now, go to Israel, man, and go and take over. But you know now, the reverse is the case. This guy feel is the genius. No, you are just a genius in misuse. Mm-hmm. You know exactly how to use the body for what it's not created for. Uh-huh. No, started preaching. Oh my God. 9:10. Oh yeah, read the Bible now. Let's go with this one.
And if the spirit of him...
Start from 3 verses before, please.
You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but...
Whenever you see the flesh, it's the body.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But it's more spiritual because it has to do with the mind as well. So when I say the body, I don't just mean this. Yeah. This is part of it. Now, you wonder why you're weak spiritually. Check how much you empower your body. You understand? The amount of time you put into everything body. Your looks. Everything. Your friends. Television. Mm-hmm. Have you seen people that are empty about what they want to become? Your body tells you if you don't do it this way, you will not be a millionaire, you won't be this. That's the body, it's trained. So if you are weak spiritually, check how much time you put into this body. Then you will see where the problem is from. Because even your financial liberty was hidden in you. But so that we clarify, you in your spirit is where your financial liberty is. You don't want people to, after serving God for a while, they don't feel, you know, again, I don't feel like I'm progressing. Straight away, as a pastor, I know what the problem is. They've been listening to their mom or dad or friends. My friend just got a job in the city or wherever. So they've been listening. Listening a lot. Listening. All of a sudden, the body has become powerful. And finally, they said, "You know, Pastor, it just got to me." They don't know the meaning of what they were saying, but I know the meaning of what they are saying. They said, "It got to me." He said, "This girl has been talking about, but finally it got to me." But I wish they know the meaning, because they would have kept me away from me. There's something that got to you lately, it just got to me. When it gets to that place, at that point, even I, as a pastor, all I can say is just try and keep coming to church. There is nothing I can tell you now, in 3 minutes, in 30 minutes, that can change. And I've said, I've tried it before, and they will say, "Wow, I feel good now. I feel relieved." 2 days after, I said, I just felt this is too much. So I learned not to waste my time anymore. I said, "Go listen to the word," because before it got to you, you spend time meditating on it. It is not a 1 hour job. It is time and time and time and time again. Then it finally got to you. It means it was penetrating through, piercing through. Now, on the positive side, there is a time that the word will get to you. We don't know what to do. You take your seed, you sow. You keep listening to the word about prosperity, blessing. One night, one day, it will get to you. And then you will say, "I can't be poor anymore." The body will then tell you when you have 10 pounds. At that point, you will not be afraid anymore. Because you said, "My spirit does not know mathematics." You don't understand. You see, one day, a man who has controlled his body used his spirit to control his body to float on the water. They were in the boat. The problem with the boat is that storm better not arise. I'm coming. So it was, they were in the natural, and they were maneuvering the natural with the natural. You know, certificate and salary. And salary, my name is Super Hunger. But there are some that have salary from soul. I'm talking about soul and salary. That's natural reward from supernatural. Tomorrow morning. Anyway, so Jesus was walking. So this guy was in the natural, then he saw the supernatural and he said, "Jesus, if it be you, bid me to come." Now the word was released in the atmosphere. Come. Now if John decided to stand up and go, he will come still. If Thomas decided to come, that word is for him. I'm about to prophesy in a moment. And I think you already know what that prophecy will be. If I expect a million tomorrow, it is not based on the calculation of the natural. I say it with intent. So, he released the word, but Peter was the only one that could respond. And the moment he responded, please, I ask you, what was Peter? How many years of experience does Peter have? One day, receive the ability to walk on the water. How many? But when the word was released, oh my God, upon the water was the ability for everybody. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
I've not started preaching because you haven't even read the word yet. If any of these 12, let's say it's just 12 people on the boat, and when Jesus said, come, that's what I'm daring this nation for. I'm daring that we're going to build the strongest economy ever. Is for any. Think I'm going to change my Twitter stuff to any. Let me tell you, if I'm staying next to somebody and God told that person you will be a billionaire, I say, eh? I've seen people with these promises. Then I go on a 3-day fast. I said, Lord, you promised us also to give a division. Forget about him. Let's have a cube. He has got to work. He's at work now. I'm here on my knees. Why don't, why wait? Let us cut the deal now. You press on the double question of salary. Give me the nation, at least I'm here. I said, Lord, Lord, remember that a bird in hand, is better than two. In the bush, Bishop so-so-so-so is in the bush. Have a bird in hand. Take me. Shake me. Break me. I said, Lord, you see that sister? Everybody is begging her to be humble. Be careful. You are chasing people around. They are the only church. Don't leave the church. Don't do this. And I'm praying, Lord, you see two of them are persuading each other. Once their attitude all gone, you know why those prayers will be answered? You don't believe me, right? You child. Isaiah chapter 1. Come, let us reason. God said, I want to be reasoned with. Oh my God. Some of us have some arguments that when you get to the throne, the church I used to pastor didn't know I collected. I'm a glory collector. And I will use everything. There was a pastor collect people's glory. That's me. That's my name. I'm going to take every available unused glory. Shall we, you want to fight each other? So when I shook the hand the last time, I said, no problem. So I beg the sisters, please don't be angry, man. Went into your closet and said, Lord, I'm standing on Isaiah 1. I've come to reason today. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just saying that this sister has 1,000 souls attached to her. Lord, is it good that they are going to hell, then? Why don't you take everything she has? I'm just borrowing it for now. Well, you know the one that said a child, as long as it's a child, it's not a head. If I make money through it, I will be blessing her now. You know I'm not stingy. I'm just saying, in case you still don't believe that, did he not say I will use another person's life? Do you know how many times in church, I don't care about what social media thinks, that some people have been appointed for death and God shows and says, God, why don't you take so and so? not within church now. Because you are the one that said you will replace my life with another person. And if this one was to go, why don't you take so and so? Maybe I just run across them in news media. I don't care. You get into your prayer closet and bring their spirit and say, you go. Why? Because she's still useful in church. She's leading worship. She's not going. She's not going. Did Hezekiah not reason with the Lord? And the prophet came back and said, no, you can't go now. Even though I think he shouldn't have done that, but he still did, whatever. And it shows us that there can be negotiation. Oh my God, tomorrow morning, oh my God. Negotiation for my financial freedom, oh my God. Now, I want to close this now. It's not me, it's the time. Is your toy,
we haven't even enough scripture,
sir.
We can't finish it.
And we haven't even started.
Exactly.
Because we've not read that scripture. That's it. For PG, you said you would start earlier today. It's not my fault. It's Kelvin's fault.
BK.
Huh?
The whole month, sir. 1 month.
Awesome. So now, Peter, oh my God, Peter reacted to the word and was walking on the water. Then all of a sudden, the headquarters came. Look, the spirit does not recognize something as storm. Because in the spirit, what you call ordinary wind is stored there anyway. You didn't hear me. But it takes the body to interpret to Peter, when a storm like this is coming, it is coming to kill you. I can show you storms of the Bible, you know. One of the days when God was going to speak to Elijah, a storm came. Did Elijah jump up and start running? Oh, the storm is here. It was in the spirit. So in that place, it's just wind. It is not coming to destroy his body. Why? Because the spirit knows nothing can destroy this body apart from the spirit. That nothing can destroy this body apart from his employer. So the body is only destroyed when the employer is destroyed. But you see, Peter was too smart. So it was interpreted to him by the headquarters, the head. The one that is telling you people don't like you, the way you reacted to me, I just feel what is going on. That's the headquarters. That's what is running your life. What concerned the spirit if somebody walked up to them and did this? Do you think the spirit really interpreted it as what? The spirit does not know. As far as the spirit is concerned, is admiration. You admiring how good you are. That's the spirit. But you see, the headquarters call the head, will then tell you, So people even do that in church. They say, that's why I don't like church people. Now, someone once told me, even can you believe they even fight in church? I said, can you believe that in heaven, God and his angel fought? God, his own special assistant, started fighting him. So what is a church not to fight? I said, is it good to be committing fornication in church? I said, Satan, wanted to kill God. As if Satan wanted to kill his boss in heaven. And listen, what word do you use? You use words like, I'm not an angel. No. Satan was an angel and he still wanted to kill. Satan was an angel and he still lied to one fourth of the angels in heaven and they believed him. And he was an angel. Oh, I just said that, church. It's not the pastor, it's the people. No, you are the people. Let me tell you, people who do that are very evil. Deep down, don't be friends to them. They will hurt you so bad. You'll be shocked. Okay, so the word was generally in the space. Because it's never an empty space. Scientists will tell you that. Every space is occupied by something. There's no vacuum in nature. It's filled with something. We're about to pray. I'm very, very time conscious because we're not used to this ground. And I don't want East Side to be thrown out. Can you imagine that? This is their meeting place. You should join East Side, all of you. I've got three more points tonight. Quickly, listen, please. The word that was spoken was for anybody to take and use. Peter took it, the headquarters came, the body interpreted to him what storm can do to him. Now, we cannot take the word unless we see the storm and it's coming to kill us and say, I even want to die. And say, they take my property, they take my money. Okay, if they take it, what does that then mean? Mm-mm, you're not hearing me. If I lose my job, you have to allow the body to interpret it for you to now be sad. That's the storm I'm talking about. So there's one character that is empowered to then say, if this happens, then this is the result. Now, those whose spirits are mature, they don't know the difference. That's why they are fools. And you have to be one. They say, if this happens, so what will happen? My spirit don't just understand. So if I'm not paid on the 15th, so what? What will happen? Then you will really need a body for Satan to explain. You will not be able to pay on it. You will not be able to do this. You will not be able to do that. And many times when I've had people like that, Satan's evangelist, I say to them, I don't understand. They say, huh? They say, I don't get it. So this will not happen. And you know, Satan can create a chain effect for the next 15 years of your life. Today. It can take what will happen. If your friend does not send that £500, then it will now make it look like in 15 years time. This will happen, that will happen. People will feel disappointed. You'll promise somebody 50p, you won't get it, and that will happen, and then they will not like you, then they will report you to pastor, and when they report you to pastor, then this will happen. Wow. And it will create that chain. Listen now, this is a point. That was the fruit Adam and Eve ate. What's that fruit called again? Mango. So now they are aware. It was God is coming. Now they are aware. Oh, we are finished. They are aware now. You see, before they ate it, if a storm is coming, they say, wow, what this beautiful boy. I've not seen this before. What a breeze. They did not have the knowledge of good and evil. They didn't know. That is the problem God had with man. That was why he did not want them to eat that fruit. Man will become wise. Okay, you don't believe me. So why did they hide from God? Will they get? Before they were walking around, let the rest of your imagination make it as if, wow, we're so beautiful. We're so beautiful. We're so beautiful. Everything is so perfect. But they ate the fruit, and all of a sudden they came to the realization of their own weakness. They came to realization of how empty they were. They came to a realization of what abuse means. They didn't know what it meant before. But once they ate of this tree, they were now aware of depression. They were aware of failure. They know, you know, if they failed before, how would Adam have known if he failed? How did he have no failure? It will not, because if you look at failure in its real context, it is actually no failure when a man thinks now. It is learning, right? But I know you said yes and no, but to get that to be part of your life for truth, it will be difficult. You will say it, then you feel that, I really feel. I won't be saying I feel again. The moment someone is tweeting, to say failure is the proof of success and I'm succeeding and I will succeed. You know they've caught him. They've caught him. He's just trying to encourage. We gotta pray. Oh my God. Yeah? So now the edge of that tree. But there is a tree of life. The name of that tree of life is called Chai. But I'll tell you something about that tree today. Because we've got to eat of it. Because the way we're created, unless your spirit, listen now, unless your spirit really grasps the truth about who you are in life, many prayer meetings will not solve the problem. Wow. You will still go back and your spirit will respond to the headquarters called the head.
Yes, yes.
Gossip is a sign of weakness. A lady, a man who is afraid of another man. Because the thought is been programmed in her head that if she's this beautiful, I'm not. The head has interpreted beauty. You see, that's the problem. And she told herself, if I'm not this beautiful, I cannot marry someone this handsome. The head has told her that. You see, she's pretending as if that doesn't matter. She even said, no, my unusual is not married. It's part of the way the headquarters respond. It is still part of the deal. Satan is called the prince of darkness. But let's read scriptures now. Quickly.
The mind governed by the flesh is death.
The mind governed. You see how to kill your spirit now. Just give control to the body. The spirit will begin to diminish. Have you seen people in church when prayer is going on, we just stand there and they are struggling? They will have that quick feet and they will go back. You know, I'm watching you when you're praying. I know what's happening. I'm thinking, body has got her. So she goes or he goes.
Sorry.
As, so you sit down and ask that kind of a person, what did you do today? I lie not in the Holy Ghost. Most of their activity will be body, from Twitter to Snapchat, from Snapchat. They can be preaching gospel on Snapchat, so it doesn't matter. From there to, hey, where have you been? Da, 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 da. And then they get to church and the mind governed by the flesh. Read on, sister.
The mind governed by the flesh.
So the flesh wants to be a governor. It's battling for governorship. There is a governorship election going on every day in your life. This is not every 4 years. They are doing debate. No presidential debate. The Bible will soon show us that. They are convincing you who should take preeminence. You know why I don't get involved in church matters? Because it's tough. If you want to chase everybody, today this teenager has misbehaved, tomorrow this person said this, da-da-da-da-da happened. Before you know it, in the name of Jesus, you begin to obey the flesh.
Yeah.
I said, don't tell me. I'm not going there. A church does not grow by people not living. A church grows by people coming. God forbid that you keep everything you eat in your body. You do know you will grow, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, you will grow. But you will burst to death. So I don't get involved. Because as your senior pastor, imagine I'm involved in everything I hear. Then what will happen is that my body, my flesh will begin to govern me. And at the time, I will say, everything has just gotten to me. I need to go on holidays. You know your fake holidays. You didn't go on any holiday. You're coming back to hell one day. Person is earning 2K at 40. You say, well, you know, I was on holiday and I put my feet in the sand. I said, oh, you were sinking in me. I just put my feet in the sand. Oh, is a prophetic word saying, you, my God, you are sinking. You are sinking. You don't put your feet in any sand. Nothing wrong with all the things. I'm just saying that by the time it gets to you, it got to me and I needed to. Let me tell you, your bedroom is supposed to be only there enough. The peace of God. The rest of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I just want to run away from this country. Sound like Tony McCoffin. That's his new album. Social media will believe anything. They are in the sounds of Tony McCoffin. Are you ready to pray to me? I am going to take back tonight every authority that I get to my bed. I'm taking it back. Read on, sister. We've got to stop now.
The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
I'll read it again. We need to hear you.
But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
Did I just tell you about peace now? It's a not create peace. Rule your governor.
Come on.
Your governor is what decides. Oh my God. Someone is going to walk out of here with so much peace tonight. understand the word peace means. Wholeness. Nothing missing.
But the mind governed by the spirit.
So you see, this mind is used mind twice. That is the control tower. That mind is neutral. The mind is neutral. Whatever takes control is who takes control. It doesn't fear God or man. He's neutral. The mind governed by the body, the flesh, is definitely still going to die. You see, if your pastor and churches keep accommodating you and say, oh, he's happy, he's not, go and see a psychologist, he said eventually you will die. Because the governor is the spirit of death. But the mind governed by the spirit, oh my God, have you been praying in tongues before? Listen. And all of a sudden you stopped. Did something tell you are tired? Or is it enough? Shifted your mind elsewhere, isn't it? Talk to me, you are pretending now.
Yes, sir.
Is this happened to you this morning?
Yes, sir.
You are going rocking in the room. And something said, look around. I've always saw people, you see, when you start opening the Bible when we are praying. Put the Bible down and pray. It is prayer time. Say, sir, I just quickly want to check with Revelation. I've told you before, someone is praying, they're going in the spirit. And something says, you stop praying and just check into the spirit. You are about to see a vision. Then the next thing is, I have to tell my body, I'm not going to stop praying in tongues until it's 30 minutes. And when I first start, maybe I'll be checking time. You know, in prayer, 3 minutes is like 3 hours.
Jesus.
And you begin to know what's going on. It's on my way, you were watching TV. 3 hours is like 5 minutes. That is how to begin to check your governor.
Come on!
It's the governor that is in charge. But tonight, before we leave this place, we are going to control the fake governor. Spirit.